For 25 years, I found just about all the ways in and out of prison, more times than I care to count. The Alaska Judicial Council defines a case of recidivism as when an offender is rearrested, has a new court case filed, or is remanded to custody for new charges, or for probation or parole violations. Ironically, I'd never heard the word. I found I was not alone when I hit the streets and asked about it.
Do you know what recidivism is?
No, I do not.
You have to explain that to me.
Recidivism, what's that?
At a Juno Reentry Coalition gathering, it was better understood. The Coalition is a group of people and organizations dedicated to reducing recidivism, among other justice reforms. I met Logan Henkins, a carpenter and ex-felon, who got it.
Recidivism to me is the percentage of people that go into prison and continue to go back after their release because not changing.
The part about not changing was right on the money for me. Eventually, I decided to change my ways, got treatment for my alcohol and drug abuse, and now I'm staying out of jail. But that personal change was only part of the equation. When a person gets out of jail, the process is called reentry. They're reentering society, and I'll tell you what, it isn't easy. It can be like starting a life in a foreign land where the people don't want you there.
I'm a felon, yes, and I'm a recovering addict after 5 years.
That's Danny Cashton, who's starting a house cleaning business.
But I'm still a felon, and it still tracks me and haunts me and follows me wherever I go.
That stigma is something all felons and ex-felons experience. Unlike me, with my tattoos, you might not know Cashton had been to prison, unless you're an employer. By law, she has to check the felon box on things like job applications. And then there's the rest of life's challenges, like getting housing and keeping up with the conditions of your release. I've been on parole for 3 years. I check in with my parole officer downtown once a month. Can't leave town unless approved, can't go into bars, and I take random drug tests at my PO meetings. I have to obey all state and federal laws. If I miss or fail any stipulations, it's back to prison. If that isn't hard enough, imagine adding mental health issues, which might go undiagnosed and untreated in prison.
In general, the story is around the whole country that the prisons have become the biggest mental health providers.
Bruce Van Dusen is an ex-felon and executive director of Polaris House, an organization dedicated to supporting people with mental illness. It's also part of the Reentry Coalition, trying to stop the revolving door.
Because I have so many people incarcerated who are, you know, schizophrenia or depression or bipolar.
Thankfully, people like Van Dusen are helping. And then there's Ramona Wigg, who is a volunteer advocate for people going through reentry. Despite the many challenges, Wigg says she has seen attitudes around reentry shift for the better.
It's just now coming out in the public, so now it's popular, I guess. But it's important, and it should have been popular years ago. Think of all the lives we could have saved.
Confronting and sharing these experiences, including my own, are just a few steps toward understanding and reducing recidivism as a community. In my next story, I'll profile a few people staying out of trouble and try to identify why. In Juneau, I'm Ilasonga Milligrock.